Greetings, saints. Many blessings to you. Thank you for joining us today for the Unleavened Bread Bible Study. Thank you, Father, for blessing us to be able to do this. And thank you, Father, that you're giving wisdom out now to the saints now for the battle today, but also for the battles to come. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, we're going to continue with Faction Cannot Prevail, number 10. And our first word is witchcraft used on the people through the entertainment industry. Winnie Asagata, 11-17-21. I will say that this revelation is a warning to discern what we listen to and watch, and especially for our children too, and to also pray against the witchcraft that these Satanists bring. Their influence is in every form of media, on the YouTube ads, billboards, in music, and items in the grocery store. They're constantly exercising their authority against whoever is listening or watching. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I also will forget thy children." Oh, we don't want that, do we? She said, "I dreamt this morning that I was in a room with Beyonce and a group of other people wearing navy blue blazers to represent the Democratic Party." Beyonce is an international superstar pop singer, but also a known witch for those with eyes to see. The factious in state and church are rebelling against God to do their own will through witchcraft, exercising manipulation and control for their own gain. This is futile. They already have their reward and are doomed to eternal damnation. In the dream, I knew that Beyonce was born for the position that she was in and was born to be a Democrat. Although she was wearing a closed blazer, it was a V-neck and she was not wearing a shirt underneath. So, it wasn't very modest. Well, all the Satanists are full of lust and try to attract those of weak heart through the lust of their eyes into their cults. I was observing her and the others standing across from me to my left, and they were grumbling about the shift that was happening in politics. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It seemed that there were a couple of Democrats in the House that had lost their seats to the Republican Party. If there was anyone in that room that was excited about that, they had to keep it under wraps for fear of these Satanists. Democrats have been taken over by the Satanist elites. The scene changed, and Beyonce and another young black woman were sitting on a long table with Beyonce in the middle, and these women were sitting to her left and to her right, and I was sitting across from Beyonce as an observer. At this point, her hair was much shorter than it was in the first scene. Well, this obviously is a shame. It is showing that there is no submission whatsoever to authority or God. And according to 1 Corinthians 11:5, it says, "But every woman praying or prophesying with her head unveiled dishonoreth her head, for it is one and the same as if she were shaven." The room was now very dark, whereas previously there had been some light in the room. Darkness, of course, speaks of Satan taking authority. Although it was very dark, the darkness had a blue Democrat hue, like it would look if there were a thunderstorm. The lightning and the atmosphere also reminded me of what it looks like when they are depicting seances in the movie. As I was observing, I saw Beyoncé lift up her hands and she threw up some black M&Ms into the air. They were suspended in the air in a right-facing triangle. That is my right, her left, which looked like a play button logo similar to the logo for YouTube. No doubt they are putting out a lot of garbage on YouTube. And all of the M&Ms were black except for one in the middle, which was a copper color. She said the lighter M&M represented her child, and it needed something to make it black like the others, although I do not remember how she said she would do this. So she wanted her copper-colored child to be black like the others. Let me say Satanists have a thing for black. They do things in darkness. They don't want to be seen in the light. The light destroys them, as it is now. Everybody's realizing who they are and, declassing them. And they're being killed around the world, by the way, by the Alliance. So this speaks of no light. Light represents God. Light represents Jesus Christ. But it's darkness and no light. Beyoncé then turned to the girl on her left and said something to her that made her upset. It was witchcraft, because when she had said it to the young lady on her right, she became possessed and began convulsing in her seat uncontrollably. Well, let me say, all Satanists are factious. So when they speak faction, criticism, slander, and accusations to others, that person becomes demon-possessed like them. Beyoncé was doing this one by one to each and every person at the table. Well, they feel like they have to do this. They have to make everybody a Satanist, right? Whether they like it or not, she was taking control and letting them all know how things were going to go. And then I woke up. Well, all of these women are now subject to the principality in the speaker. They can now be trafficked. Yes, sad to say. I asked the Lord for a couple of texts by faith at random regarding this and received Isaiah 28, 1 through 4. Woe to the crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim. So those spiritual drunks who worshipped a false god and factioned against their chosen brothers of Judah lost their crown. Their drunkenness is from the demons that they love so much. Going on with the text. And to the fading flower of his glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fat valley of them that are overcome with wine. They are overcome as with wine. Behold, the Lord hath a mighty and a strong one. Will he cast down to the earth with the hand? The crown of pride of the drunkards of Ephraim shall be trodden underfoot. True. The faction lost their kingdom dominion. And the fading flower of his glorious beauty, which is on the head of the fat valley, the fleshly and lowly people, shall be as the first ripe fig before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth it, while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. So the factious Satanists shall be devoured for their sins. Because they devour others, they will be devoured. Isaiah 3, 25 and 26. And it shall come to pass that instead of sweet spices, there shall be rottenness. This is the curse upon them. Uncleanness. And instead of a girdle, a rope. Bondage. And instead of well-set hair, baldness. no submission to God, 1 Corinthians 11. And instead of a robe, a girding of sackcloth, mourning, grief, a curse, right? They bring it to themselves, their family, and their friends. Branding instead of beauty. Well, that's tattoos. They all love tattoos. Thy men shall fall by the sword. So you watch the Satanists fall all over the world as they are cast down out of heaven with their Father. The Alliance is slaughtering them, and the Christians are out there doing warfare against them, and the rest don't count. And thy mighty in the war, and her gates shall lament and mourn, and she shall be desolate and sit upon the ground. Okay, Satanists are coming to great disrepute without God, declassed, hated of all decent men. Nehemiah 1:7. And I'll use 7-9 in context. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the ordinances which thou commandest thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commandest thy servant Moses, saying, if you trespass, I will scatter you abroad among the peoples. The factious Satanists are on the run all over the world. For instance, General Eric M. Smith and the Special Forces are killing them because they are sadistic murderers, traffickers, and rapists of children and women all over the world. When they find them, they do them in. They are in full agreement with depopulation as long as it isn't them. Like in Maui, they depopulated their own leftist people because they don't have favorites. They don't care. If you're in their way, you can be their friend, so to speak, and still you're going to get slaughtered. But if you return unto me and keep my commandments and do them, through your outcasts were in the uttermost parts of the heavens, yet will I gather them from thence, and will bring them unto the place that I have chosen, to cause my name to dwell there. Well, repent, and God will bring you to Zion the bride, a prize, a great prize, in the days to come. Okay, we call this one, we are in the natural realm, seeing into the spiritual. And God's promising to multiply this. This is Marie Kelton, 8:18-23. During the meeting, I had a vision of myself in my room sitting on my bed. And I saw what looked like a wall, but it was an opaque color. The Lord was standing next to the wall, and I knew that it was a veil that separated the spirit realm from the natural realm. The wall seemed to run parallel to the natural realm. Well, this is true. Time-wise, what happens in the natural is caused by the hidden spiritual realm beyond the veil. Then suddenly the veil became clear, and I could see in the spiritual realm as easily as I could in the natural realm. Well, because she could see the spiritual like it was physical, right? That would be pretty good, right? Well, that God gives people vision of that kind, but I believe he's going to turn up this gift drastically. And this is what our dreams and visions do. They show us what is actually happening that fleshly men in sin cannot see. That's why you see these parables that we put up here that are given to us by God to reveal what's going on behind the scenes. I then had the same type of vision again, only it was an open vision during the meeting, and I saw the veil become clear. I couldn't tell the difference between the two anymore, that is the natural and the spiritual. So seeing the spirits, angels, and demons pulling the strings behind the scene, it's what's being shown here. And although a person who cannot see this, all they have to do is to look at the fruit. For instance, You can always know who is doing what behind the scenes, even in the natural. Factious Satanists are of their father, the devil. As Jesus said, they, without conscience, send witchcraft and lust demons into women so that they can rape them. They traffic babies and little girls for the same reason. They sacrifice humans to their god, Satan. They cannot cross the line and do what Christians and angels do because they're evil. They can't do good. They cannot do good. They can't get people saved. They do not. They don't heal. They don't deliver. They don't do miracles. They don't provide for people because Satan can't cast out Satan. Now, the good people can do the good, but the bad people only do the bad. They only do the bad. Now, here's the thing. You can tell in the natural who's who. I had the thought that the spirit realm is going to become very visible and real. I agree. To simplify this, we who serve God as we walk in the natural realm will be able to see into the spiritual realm so Satan cannot hide his evil. He lays many traps to capture men in sin and curses. Proverbs 1:17 says, "In vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird." Well, there you go. I mean, if you're seeing it going on, you know what's behind it, you can back away. You know, some people, they don't do that because they don't have that discernment. It also made me think of the witching hour, where the powers of darkness are said to be the most powerful and more active in the natural realm. And, of course, they use ignorant Satanists at that time. They go out to do nasty things at the witching hour because they're nasty people. So defeating faction and Jezebel is what we call this, and this was given to Winnie Asageta, 6:29-23. This revelation is for all of the body, I believe, to be aware of and to pray against all spirits and the influence of faction through doubt, unbelief, and Jezebel. So when he said, "I had a very intense dream of warfare against the Jezebel spirit. I dreamt that we were in an open space for fellowship. And David was sharing and teaching just like he does on Fridays. The area where we were having the meeting seemed to be a public space, like an airport. So there were a lot of different people that I did not recognize around us as well. Well, when we broadcast on Fridays, we reach out to a broader spectrum of people that are not seen, right? And that's by air, as in an airport, right? I went to go talk to Gaynold and Debbie, and they both had a dream on the same night that a spirit of unbelief was present in my life. Well, seeing into the spirit realm is very useful, as you can see. You can address a problem that may be hidden, right? And that I needed to come against. In the dream, it was confirmation to me because David also had shared the same thing. I was relieved and glad to receive the correction, and I confessed and repented for the unbelief and came against it. Yeah, Proverbs 19:20 says, "Hear counsel and receive instructions that thou mayest be wise in thy latter end." I then began to worship the Lord and pray in tongues, and a dark, tan-skinned woman with black, collarbone-length hair began to come towards our fellowship with a knife. I began to come against the spirit of Jezebel and faction in the woman and commanded it to go. I continued to pray in the spirit as she got closer and closer. So the Lord warns us by insight into the spirit realm when they are going to attack so that we can resist. The curse that is causeless alighteth not. Right? Amen. She was behind a short black gate at first and would throw this knife at different women to try and stab them with it. Well, Jezebel's weapon are words that impart her spirit, and attitudes, and a spirit that exudes from her towards others, especially other women. Jezebel is most often in rebellion against the authority of the man, so they often try to bring other women into the fold to undermine husbands or shepherds or bosses, right? And they also want to make feminists, you know, out of people, you know. Then she would pick up the knife and throw it again at the next woman. I then saw that she was coming closer and closer towards me. And at this point, she hopped over the gate to get to me. And as I continued to pray in the spirit and war, she was becoming more and more angry because she was being affected by the warfare. NENT, 2 Corinthians 10 and 4. For the weapons of warfare are not of the flesh, but mighty before God, and to the casting down of strongholds. Well, you have to know about a stronghold before you can cast it down, and that's what seeing into the spiritual realm does. As she was only feet away at this point, I felt tempted to feel fear, but I kept going because I knew she could not hurt me, and that the Lord was with me. Amen. NENT. 2 Thessalonians 3 and 4, and we have confidence in the Lord as to you that you both do and will do the things which we command. Well, amen. That's what we should be considering God's work, right? The woman with the Jezebel spirit then got close enough to stab me, but she could not. I was too quick, ducking her every move. She tried to stab me on my right side, but I was so fast and jerked my body out of the way. Then she tried to stab my left side, and I again was able to move my body quickly, and she could not get to me. Well, seeing into the spirit realm is a dream or a vision which can help us not to come under that kind of a curse, right? Amen. Suddenly, this woman was disarmed, and I had her weapon in my hand. She seemed to be very weak at this point and practically begged me to finish her off by grabbing my hand with the knife in it and cutting down the middle of her body just like you would gut a fish. This was very gruesome to watch, but I knew this was not enough. And I then took the knife and entered it upward into the woman's heart. Well, the word of God can go into the heart of Jezebel and deliver them of their apostate heart. Hebrews 4 and 12 says, "For a living is the word of God, and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart." Amen. So that's why we need to keep sharpened up, right, with the Word of God. Suddenly, this woman was now a blonde, white woman with collarbone-length hair, and she was completely different. In other words, got delivered of Jezebel, right? She did not physically die, but the Jezebel in her did. Yes. Well, deliverance is a death to a part of self that will not allow Christ to grow. The two-edged sword of the word cuts the enemy and the flesh. Once removed, it allows Christ to grow in them. She sat with us in the fellowship, and she was interested in the Lord and wanted to hear what David had to say. And then I woke up very suddenly, 2 minutes before 3 a.m., which is the witching hour. And so I prayed in the spirit and did warfare against unbelief and Jezebel, just like in the dream, for our local body, as well as myself and my home. I wish more people would do that. I asked for a verse by faith at random and received 1 Corinthians 15:32 and 32 through 34 in context. If after the manner of men I fought with beasts at Ephesus, what doth it profit me? If the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived, evil companionships corrupt good morals. Awake to soberness righteously, and sin not, for some have no knowledge of God, and I speak this to move you to shame. Amen. Well, we call this Saints Cast Down the Satanists. It's your job to do this. We received this verse in the morning prayer meeting, the first thing by faith at random, and it speaks of our command to declass the Satanist faction. Ezekiel 40 and 4. And the man said unto me, Son of man, behold with thine eyes, and hear with thine ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee. For to the intent that I may show them unto thee, art thou brought hither. Declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel. Well, that's what we're doing. Yes, Lord, we are doing this. We are declassing the Satanists. We want everybody to know what they do and where it comes from when they see the symptoms, right? The key to the deliverance of the men, women, and children captive to pervert Satanists has been shown to be a judgment from God on the Satanists. And part of this he showed to be the death of Kevin C. Ray, R-E-A, and his partner in perversion, Eddie Brast, along with however many active Satanists God sees should go with them, because they have quite a few people with them. For they are, they're all like them. They've received the same spirits into themselves. They did it for the purposes of selfish gain and lust and control over women and so on and on. Some of them are pedophiles and bisexuals and impart this to as many as they can, even their own children. And this is part of the destruction of the Edomites by David, as in Ezekiel 34 and 35. Who hated their brother, the chosen of God. The Edomites fought against their brother, and God used that as a reason to destroy them. This is also when Jesus in the man-child comes to claim the bride, and their persecution is over, for they are prepared. Amen. Crucifixions come to an end, right? We received this text this morning by faith at random. Zephaniah 3, 14 through 20. Sing, O daughter of Zion, that's the bride. Shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. So the Satanists who have persecuted them are cast out because their job is over. The crucifixion of the bride is over. And so that'll be a great day for the bride. A bad day for the Satanists. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. So Jesus in the man-child has come to choose the bride. Thou shalt not fear evil any more. Why? Why would you need an evil? Why would you need anybody to put you on the cross? You've been matured, right? In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear thou not, O Zion, let not thy hands be slack. In other words, go to work to prepare the church for tribulation. Preach the good news, cast out demons, heal the sick, undo the damage of the Satanists, and on and on. 17. The Lord thy God is in the midst of thee, a mighty one who will save. So Jesus and the man-child has come in the midst, and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. So he receives the bride with joy. Amen. I will gather them that sorrow for the solemn assembly, who were of thee, to whom the burden upon her was a reproach. So those who loved the Lord and the assembly were persecuted by the factious Satanists who hated both. They do. They want to tear down any assembly of God-believing Christians. The Satanists hate Christians. Okay. Well, this group particularly hate us, this local group, because a lot of them came out of us. And, of course, they sucked in people all around, even grabbing people off the street. Yeah, grabbing women off the street. Behold, at that time I will deal with all them that afflict thee. In other words, he's going to judge the factious Satanists and set the captives free, as in Isaiah 61, which is the beginning of the man-child ministry, right? And the man-child will raise up and restore the bride as in Jesus' day. That's what Jesus did. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. That's what Jesus did. And I will save that which is lame and gather that which is driven away, and I will make them a praise and a name whose shame hath been in all the earth. Yeah, because of the slander of the Satanists and the apostates, right? Well, notice that God will give the bride a name, it said. The Philadelphia Church of Brotherly Love will receive that name, meaning the nature, character, and authority. That's what name means. And the New Jerusalem and Jesus will receive that name. They will receive the name of these, right? Revelation 3:12, he that overcometh will I make him a pillar in the temple of my God. A pillar is something that you better not move out of a temple, right? And he shall go out thence no more. And I will write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and mine own new name. All these names were on the Philadelphia, the Church of Brotherly Love, right? What Philadelphia means. He that overcometh will I give to him to sit down with me in my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father in his throne. True. Okay, back to our original text here, verse 20. At that time I will bring you in, and at that time I will gather you, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I bring back your captivity before your eyes, says the Lord. So the Lord is going to bring back those who have been taken captive. The captives are set free from spiritual and physical death, as at the resurrection of Jesus. Isaiah 61 and 1. Which we mentioned before. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. That's the first order given to the man-child ministry, and the first thing they do is slaughter the Edomites, according to Scripture, and set the captives free. So I asked Father when this takedown of the Satanists would happen. And I opened my Bible and looked down on these words alone. Quote, when Babylon falls to Cyrus. So when will this takedown happen? When Babylon falls to Cyrus, whom we know to be Trump. And that's happening. It is happening. And that's the whole note in this margin of my Bible. That's what I looked down on. The margin of my Bible, that was the first thing I looked down on when I flopped the Bible open. And it was right next to, that note was right next to Isaiah 47. The number 47 was there. Babylon in the deep state, and the factious Satanists will lose its dominion as far as their authority from the principalities and powers of the air. As Daniel said of the authority of the beast kingdoms, their dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged. How do you explain, you know, the dragon falling at the beginning of the tribulation when he's, the Babylon is still there at the end? And that's because the dominion was taken away, but their lives were prolonged. Meaning people with factious and Satanist spirits will go into the tribulation to test the church. Did you hear what I said? It ain't over. See, somebody's got to teach the church, and they've got to have the experience to do that. That's why we're doing this. And, of course, these Satanist spirits going into the tribulation to test the church was to do the same thing for them. That's a crucifixion. And as we will see, it is the saints' job to cast these demons and their father, Satan, down. It's the saints' job. It is your job to do this. As a type of our day, Jesus, the man-child, said when his disciples came back from a great victory over Satan and his demons, he said in Luke 10:17-19, "And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even the demons are subject unto us in thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan fallen as lightning from heaven." In other words, they were casting down his kingdom, his ability to rule over people. Verse 19, "Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions," those are all types of demons, "and over all the power of the enemy," over all the power of the enemy, "and nothing shall in any wise hurt you," as if you believe, right? Isaiah 14:12-20 says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O day star, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, that didst lay low the nations?" They certainly did that. Satan, through his Satanists, have corrupted mankind. "And thou saidest in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God." Notice which ones that they can be torn down. It's the star glory. "And I will sit upon the mount of the congregation." That's what they all lust to do. Every one of the factious leaders wanted to take over UBM. They wanted to be in authority. I asked the first one, I said, "What would you do if you did take over UBM? You're not a teacher." And that was true. He didn't argue with me there. "I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the uttermost parts of the north." Their father and their huge ego pushes them to take over UBM. But they failed, and they have only gotten those that are theirs, which is good for us. Anybody that can be tempted and drawn away by these evil people, obviously, are evil. "I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will make myself like the Most High." Yes, that's what they want to be, God over you. "They have taken the place of God as the judges of the brethren and the accusers of the righteous. And for this they are under the curse and the age." Notice that they age so much faster than we do. Anytime you see one of them, you'll see that. Wow, what happened there? Kevin didn't really want to bring Bill up here one day to bring back some stuff that they had, but Bill forced him to come on up here and do it. And Bill saw me and he said, "Wow, you look so much younger." I haven't gotten any younger, and I don't look any younger. I just did not age like he did and like Kevin did, and all of them. And they're poor women. Listen, women, get out of it. You're aging twice as fast as everybody around you. Look and see. That's part of the curse. "Yet thou shalt be brought down to Sheol, to the uttermost parts of the pit. They that see thee shall gaze at thee, they shall consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness?" There you go, wilderness. The whole world's about to be a wilderness. They're starting to burn down now, right? "And overthrow the cities thereof." Yeah. Like Maui in Ukraine, where General Eric Smith and the Marines and the Special Forces are killing them for the evil that they have done. I'm talking about they are taking out the Satanists wherever they see them in those places. And they've invaded the National Guard. They've invaded the cops. They're the ones killing the people, shooting the ones that escape and burying them or throwing them in the water. Yeah. So they're catching these people and doing them in. So that let not loose his prisoners to their home. Yep, their captives will be set free by Jesus in the man-child. They have not let them loose. Isaiah 61, we just read it. And all the kings of the nations, all of them, sleep in glory, everyone in his own house. But thou art cast forth away from thy sepulcher, like an abominable branch. Yes, they are. Clothed with the slain, that are thrust through with the sword, that go down to the stones of the pit, as a dead body trodden underfoot. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land. Thou hast slain thy people. That's what Satanists do. In Maui, who are they killing? Mostly leftist Democrat people. That's what they're killing, almost all of it. So they don't care about killing their own people if it furthers their process, you know. So Maui is a blue state where the Satanists are killing liberals, their own people, to steal their land. You trust the blue? Look, people are learning now to get out of blue cities. They're because they can't handle money. None of them can handle money, but they do handle it into their pocket. The seed of evildoers shall not be named forever. Well, Kevin's leadership has destroyed these Satanists, tempting them with the lusts of the flesh and bringing them into all perversion. Sad to say, but he's destroyed his own people. Many would say, well, the fall of the Satanists doesn't look like it's coming as fast as the Lord told us it would. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. We're seeing signs. The verse immediately before the number 47, you know, which was our answer, is Isaiah 46, 13. I bring near my righteousness, it shall not be far off. There you go. And my salvation shall not tarry. And I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. So, first of all, the man-child is coming to Zion. He is birthed in Zion, and that is for the purpose of bringing the rest of the church in. So the salvation is the Lord in Zion. Nothing, you can notice that it will happen quickly, and God will save his people from these evil people and their demons. The next verse is all about the declass of all their evil, whose shame will be forever. Verse 3, thy nakedness shall be uncovered. Oh, that's what we're doing. Yea, thy shame shall be seen. I will take vengeance and will spare no man. Amen. If that's not enough, the text of 47 is absolutely amazing too. Isaiah 47 and 8. Now therefore hear this, thou that art given to pleasures. That's all they do, please their flesh. If they can't find a woman, they'll do it themselves. Yes, right. Representing their lust to fornicate, trafficked women and children, attack our young women in the night to molest them in their sleep, steal all they can, get their hands on, slander the righteous, judge anyone who doesn't agree with their perversion, etc., etc., etc. So that sitteth securely, that saith in thy heart, I am, and there is none else besides me. That's the way they act. You're nothing. They are the cream of the crop, but they are the lowest scum on the earth. Okay. They care for the needs of no one but their own selfish flesh. They have no power to save, heal, and deliver, but only to destroy. Satan can't cast out Satan. I shall not sit as widow, neither shall I know the loss of children. Well, that's what they think. But we're about to see differently, and we are seeing differently. But these two things shall come to thee in a moment, in one day. Once again, it will come fast. Okay. The loss of children and widowhood. Yes, they are losing their children. And Alliance is doing their best to wipe them out. One of the places they started was the Vatican and the cardinals and the Pope. Yes, the Pope that they have in there now is a fake Pope. And the cardinals were wiped out almost. So, and that's why. Molesting children, sacrificing children, doing all these dirty, filthy, nasty things that Satanists do. Satanism took them over. The loss of children, widowhood, in their full measure shall come upon thee in the multitude of thy sorceries. Yes. This is the same word for witchcraft, which Satanists are famous for around the world. And the great abundance of thine enchantments. Enchantments? Meaning sending many curses to others, which come back to curse them, because what you sow, you reap. You can look at them and tell it. I actually see some of these people with like a dark cloud around them. They're shaded. Some are reprobated, and the elect, of course, will escape from it and tell the tale. Some of them have. You know, Psalm 109, 18 through 20 says, he clothed himself also with cursing as with his garment, and it came into his inward parts like water and like oil into his bones. Well, we know that our bones are where our life's blood comes from, and oil would destroy that. Yeah. Let it be unto him as the raiment wherewith he covereth himself, and for the girdle wherewith he is girded continually. In other words, the curse is all over these people. And their proud mind, you know, sets them, at the head of the food chain. This is the reward of mine adversaries from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. All right, back to our original text, Isaiah 47 and 10. For thou hast trusted in thy wickedness. Thou hast said, none seeth me. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. We are being watched. And by the way, the angels see everything, and they will report it to the righteous. Yes. Thy wisdom and thy knowledge, it hath perverted thee. And thou hast said in thy heart, I am, and there is none else besides me. So Kevin started studying psychology and psychiatry and forsook the Bible, as all Satanists are compelled to do. He then sent Eve out to preach his demonic gospel that can't save her or anyone else. But it can pervert them, because she imparted demons to people. Verse 11. Therefore shall evil come upon thee. And a little further. And mischief shall fall upon thee. And thou shalt not be able to put it away. And desolation shall come upon thee suddenly. Suddenly. Which thou knowest not. But we know what the judgments are. And I've already revealed them to you. So verse 12 says, stand now with thine enchantments, and with the multitude of thy sorceries, wherein thou hast labored from thy youth, if so be that thou shalt be able to profit, if so be that thou mayest prevail. What is God saying? He's saying, let's see if your curses will save you, or will they destroy you? Yes. Verse 14. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to warm at, nor a fire to sit before. Thus saith the things be unto thee wherein thou hast labored, they that have trafficked with thee from thy youth shall wander every one to his quarter. There shall be none to save thee. So obviously their curses only kill them. Let me say to you, Kevin, because I know you watch all this, you have trafficked others, and now you have sold yourself to your father, the devil. Notice that those who trafficked with you will scatter. Why? Because your death and others at the same time will be obviously a judgment from God, proving that we are who he says we are. For we have told you, Annette, of this for years, and you scoffed. In fact, we have been told by the Lord that some of these who escape will come to us and repent and tell the whole perverted story of Kevin, Eddie, and the Satanists. But then God is already doing that, isn't he? Yes. He is looking into the spirit realm and bringing pictures out for us. So let's get back to when Kevin, Eddie, and associates will die. The answer was when Babylon falls to Cyrus, who we know as Trump. General Eric is even now taking down Satanists everywhere he goes. And we see from Revelation 12 that the dragon is Satan, but it is also the god of Babylon, now become the deep state, which is ruled by his fallen angels who inhabit primarily the Satanists. That's right. Kevin's Satanist cult is part of them. It's obvious that the dragon is the one in this text who seeks to devour the man-child and the woman. And Kevin believes and has stated that this is his job. But he is failing to accomplish it, which is the only thing biblical that he adheres to, failing. He sent a demon to kill me just days ago, but an angel who sees all stopped him. How many times you have tried and failed by the grace of God given to me, Kevin? Yeah. Kevin, take notice in this text that you and your daddy are losers. If you would have paid attention to this text, you wouldn't have wasted your time. Revelation 12, 3 through 17. And there was seen another sign in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his heads seven diadems. Well, notice that within the body of this dragon is the whole earth. Ooh. The seven world ruling kingdoms. And their seed today, because each one of those ruled for a season, then their authority was taken down, but they were prolonged in their seed. And so we have all the seed of the seven world ruling kingdoms with us today, multiplied. And the 10 continental divisions of the earth. So you have all the people and all the area, the whole earth. Kevin would be proud to know that he is not in the body of this dragon. He's in the head, the part trying to devour the man, child, and bride. And his tail draweth a third part of the stars of heaven, and did cast them to the earth. So as a head of a body, he is guilty of the blood of the star glory saints that he has been able to cast down, which puts him in the very lowest level of hell, I'm sure, right next to his dad. And the dragon standeth before the woman that is about to be delivered, that when she is delivered, he may devour her child. Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way, Satanists do devour children. And she was delivered of a son, a man-child, who is to rule all the nations with a rod of iron. and her child was caught up unto God and unto his throne. Well, there's a big oops. He slipped through Kevin's fingers again, just as Jesus slipped through Satan's fingers. So he fails again, and his dad is real mad at him for eternity. That's not good. You're going down there next to him, and he's mad at you. So the Lord told me that Kevin's secret plan is to prosecute me just as the GCR happens. You know, to keep me busy, right? Out of the way. Sound familiar? Yes, Satan plans to prosecute Trump with spurious slander so he can't get elected. But guess what? The man-child's already elected. He's already here. And yes, he is going to have domain. And some people who plan to do such things are going to die. So, the thing about what they're doing with Trump is it's so stupid. Everybody's admitting it's stupid. Even the leftists are admitting it gets stupid because they're going to put him up there on the stand. He's going to be able to declass the deep state dragon in court before the whole world. Liberals are not smart. It's a disease, many have said, and it's got to be true. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she hath a place prepared of God, that there they may nourish her 1,260 days. There you go. There you're starting the tribulation. So all of the above falling of Satan and his Satanist demons happens before the first 3.5 years of the tribulation of the woman church. And there was war in heaven, Michael and his angels going forth to war with the dragon, and the dragon warred and his angels. These are, of course, demons who rule over the duped Satanists who think that he is God and that they are smart. Yeah. And they prevailed not. So, Kevin, you should have read the Bible and you wouldn't have wasted your time, just like your dad when he crucified Jesus to fulfill every good thing that came afterwards. And you know what? You've done the same thing, Kevin. Your assassination of righteous people, your crucifixion of righteous people, has raised up something that's going to be very valuable in the tribulation. Yeah, the church is going to need it very badly. I received this several times about these men. Psalm 21, 10 through 12. Their fruit wilt thou destroy from the earth, O praise be to God. And their seed from among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. Aha. They conceived a device which they are not able to perform. That's where my finger was. For thou wilt make them turn their back. Thou wilt make ready with thy bowstrings against their face. I guess they would turn their back. Again in verse 8, and they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. So they were cast down. So let me say, Kevin, I worked on you for many years with grace and patience with many witnesses until you kept on stalking our women. And they kept on having dreams about it, identifying you. And the Lord said that he has rejected you and Eddie and the rest of those perverts. Psalm 53 and 5, there were they in great fear where no fear was, for God hath scattered the bones of him that encampeth against thee, the Satanists. Thou hast put them to shame because God hath rejected them. This is where I put my finger. God hath rejected them. I asked him about them, and I opened my Bible and I stuck my finger on it. God hath rejected them. So, and I was asking by faith at random. So, rejected here means reprobated. Both this revelation and the one below it show Kevin and Eddie's death were removed from the Sunday broadcast. Both of these two texts were removed from our Sunday's broadcast because Kevin hacked into my computer and took only those out of the text. He did not want to hear about his death, so he took it out of the text of the broadcast. But the angel Baruch, who was watching them along with all the other angels, told me that Kevin hacked in through the Wi-Fi and removed them, because we were curious about how he got in. But he came, and we had a pretty good, you know, password too, a pretty good difficult password, but he had enough time to learn to do it. And he removed them. So I just put them right back in there, and they were in the broadcast. Why would God's angels tell on Kevin? And his demon didn't even warn him, because the demons don't see everything. They're only allowed to see certain things, but the angels can see it all. How can you beat angels who see and know everything? Just days ago, he sent a demon to kill me again, and my guardian angel stopped him by a miracle. Michael Hare saw it. He was amazed. I was too. I'll tell you about it one day. So why are the angels and their God against Kevin? Why are they the intelligence for the people of God? So as I wrote this, I received this vision in my email. At that time, I received this in my email, August 18, 2023. During the morning prayer meeting, I was asking the Father if he could grant Kevin repentance to be like a Paul. Well, we've all prayed this. I then said to the Father, because he's going to hell in a handbasket. Because she could see, of course, that he was just falling away and doing evil, corrupt things worse than she'd ever seen when he was in our midst. So after I said that, I had an open vision of a round black wicker handbasket that had a handle going across it. A black cord was tied to the basket. I saw a demon lowering the basket by the black cord into a fiery hell slowly. I knew Kevin was in the handbasket. I then saw the arm of the Lord, who had black scissors in his hand. The Lord reached out and cut the black cord that was attached to the basket, and the basket descended faster and faster into the fiery hell. Well, Satanists all know about the silver cord when their soul goes out to molest women and children in the night. And when God snaps their cord of life, it's all over for them, because he does do that. And they find themselves in outer darkness. And the great dragon was cast down, the old serpent, he that is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was cast down to the earth, and his angels, who have ruled the earth as these Satanist demons, were cast down with him. And those who take part in this deception will be in hell forever with those that they have deceived, which is not a pretty picture for the deceivers. And I heard a great voice in heaven saying, now is come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down. Now, who is accusing the brethren of Jesus? The Satanists, the factionists. These are doing it. They think that they've been given to judge. They sit as God over the congregation. That's what they think. So this is the fall of Babylon Deep State and Kevin, Eddie, and many others who die and lose their accuser license. Who accuseth them before our God day and night, it says. So there are a lot of Satan Junior accusers out there who have made themselves judges, and our Jesus said that they would be judged. That's what he said. They can't find a sin, but they don't mind being hypocrites with the nastiest sin I've ever seen. Hypocrisy does not enter their mind. that they're doing much worse than anything they're accusing anybody else of. Now get this, saints. Who is it that is responsible to bring down these seducers and murderers of mankind? Verse 11, and they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. That's because Jesus shed his blood for us and became cursed for us. We have the authority over all the power of these enemies. And because of the word of their testimony. In other words, because of our good confession of the gospel of the word of God, which is the power of God unto salvation, we have been saved out of the hand of the wicked. These Judases that persecute us. And they love not their life even unto death. See, the thing about Satanists is they only love that life that pleases their flesh. And they won't give it up. Those who take up their cross of death to self will walk as Jesus walked in heavenly places. And therefore rejoice, O heavens, and ye that dwell in them. So, if we have learned to be truly seated with Christ in heavenly places, there is safety and peace. And these will cast down Satan and his dominion-possessed, Satanists. What can you also do biblically about Satanists capturing our sisters with slander, witchcraft, voodoo, and lust spirits, and raping them? What can we do about this? Well, he tells us. Luke 18:7-8. Shall not God avenge his elect that cry to him day and night? Do that. Cry to him day and night for the people who can't cry for themselves. Do that. And yet he is long suffering over them. Okay. I say unto you that he will avenge them speedily. So, the vengeance of the Lord will take down the Satanists. You can see that vengeance in Jesus when he comes back with his white garment and stains it with the blood of the Edomites. He doesn't let up. He slaughters them because of the great evil that these people do. So, the Lord's going to take down the Satanists for those who fight the good fight of the faith for the captured people. Don't be selfish, saints. Go to work with diligence. Cast down the demons of the Satanists. I give you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. He gave you authority. Do it. Cast them down. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Woe for the earth and for the sea. Well, this represents the peoples of the nations, the sea, as in Revelation. Because the devil is gone down unto you, having great wrath, knowing that he hath but a short time. So he has a short time to crucify the church before they are matured too. And he has to leave them alone too, for they are not under the curse. The quicker you get there, go there quickly, because the quicker you get there, the quicker he can't touch you. And when the dragon saw that he was cast down to the earth, he persecuted the woman that brought forth the man-child. Well, notice that the dragon's attention is no longer on the man-child and the bride, but on the woman church. Now is when these lessons learned by the bride concerning Satanists and their wickedness will help the church overcome in their tribulation, as in this verse. And there were given to the woman the two wings of the great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness unto her place, where she is nourished for a time, times and a half a time, from the face of the serpent. Yes, God has certain places where he's going to train up the church and send them out two by two, you know. He's going to send them out. Well, the first 3.5 years of the tribulation, when the man-child Jesus taught the church to prepare them for the great persecution coming in the second 3.5 years, right? And the serpent cast out of his mouth after the woman water as a river, that he might cause her to be carried away by the stream. Well, just as the man-child Jesus is coming again to give the people the living waters of truth, so Satan will tempt them with the death waters of deception, including the mark of the beast. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the river which the dragon cast out of his mouth. Well, notice that he is the deceiver of the whole world, quote unquote. And he cast this dirty water out of his mouth to take the whole world. And the dragon waxed wroth with the woman. So at this point, they are trained and able to resist him, so he will flee. He was wroth with the woman and went away to make war with the rest of her seed. So they couldn't, the dragon could not touch the woman, but the rest of her seed, the grandchildren of the man-child, the fruit of the woman, that keep the commandments of God and hold the testimony of Jesus, it says. Get to work, saints. Romans 16:17-18 says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them that are causing the divisions and occasions of stumbling, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and turn away from them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Christ, but their own belly, and by their smooth and fair speech they beguile the hearts of the innocent." You mean they've captured some innocent? Yes. And I have no doubt that some of these need that capture and that humbling, and they'll come out of it better. Okay. Get to work, saints. Bind their demons of witchcraft, slander, faction, criticisms, seduction, acting, hatred, accusations, deception, rape, so on and so forth. Bind it with one accord, as we were told by the Lord. There's power in your multitudes, right? Send angels to destroy the powers of their principalities and powers. Decree righteousness and purity to those that they have defiled and sinned against. Declare freedom to the captives, which is coming. Well, we went a little bit over, but I guess the Lord will forgive me. The Lord bless you all, and thank you so much. God bless you. Please do this warfare. Please do it now, in Jesus' name, and do it consistently. They are murdering people around the world. Bring them down. Bring them down. Thank you. God bless. Good night.